Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You're hearing our old school bell ring there. And when you hear that bell, I hope it puts a little thought in your mind. I need to get my Bible and become a student in this Bible school. And you can become a student in a radio Bible school by just turning up your radio and following along with the lesson. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, we are going to be looking at a voyage by sea. In fact, it's one of the most fascinating stories of a voyage by sea on the ancient Mediterranean that we have. I remember many years ago when I was looking through a bookstore and there was a book titled Great Stories of the Sea. And I pulled that down and it was different chapters from different pieces of literature about voyages in the sea. But it struck me that this first chapter in that book of Great Stories of the Sea was found from the King James Version of the book of Acts, chapter 27, and going on into chapter 28. This was a hazardous voyage. God had promised Paul that he would make it to Jerusalem, but he did not know that he would be going to Jerusalem as a prisoner on this ship being guarded by centurions. And we want to read this account because Luke is with Paul on this journey. And so really we're studying Luke here, and I'm going to emphasize as I read this the pronouns that include Luke in this. So you'll want to follow along in your Bible. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, but you pick up the translation you have. You may have the King James Version that will follow along very easily. And we'll begin reading in just a moment from Acts chapter 27 about Paul's voyage to Rome, and show that it was also Luke's voyage to Rome. Now, while you're turning to Acts chapter 27, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Now, with that introduction, let's read this great story of the sea, beginning in Acts chapter 27, verse 1. And when it was determined that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners to a centurion named Julius of the Augustan band, and embarked in a ship of Adramidium, which was about to sail into the places on the coast of Asia. We put to sea, Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Zidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go unto his friends and refresh himself. And putting to sea from thence, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed across the sea, which is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found the ship of Alexandria sailing for Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and were come with difficulty over against Sindus, the wind not further suffering us, we sailed under the lee of Crete over against Salome, and with difficulty coasting along, we came to a certain place called Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lasia. And when much time was spent, and the voyage was now dangerous, because the fast was now already gone by, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that the voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. But the centurion gave more heed to the master and owner of the ship than to those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to put to sea from thence, if by any means they could reach Phoenix and winter there, which is a haven of Crete, looking northeast and southwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, they weighed anchor and sailed along to Crete close to the shore. But after a long time there beat down from it a tempestuous wind, which was called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not face the wind, we gave way to it and were driven. And running under the lee of a small island called Calda, we were able with difficulty to secure the boat. And when they had hoisted it up, they used helps undergirding the ship. And fearing lest they should be cast upon Styx, they lowered the gear, and so were driven. And as we labored exceedingly with the storm, the next day they began to throw the freight overboard, and the third day they cast out with their own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars shone upon us for many days, and no small tempest lay upon us, all hope that we should be saved was now taken away. And when they had been long without food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and says, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have set sail from Crete, and have gotten this injury and loss. And now I exhort you, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God whose I am, whom also I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must stand before Caesar. And lo, God hath granted thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be so even as it hath been spoken unto me. But we must be cast upon a certain island. Acts chapter 27, verse 27. For when the 14th night was come, as we were driven to and fro in the sea of Adria, about midnight the sailors surmised that they were drawing near to some country. And they sounded, and found 20 fathoms. And after a little space they sounded again, and found 15 fathoms. And fearing lest haply we should be cast ashore on rocky ground, they let go 4 anchors from the stern, and wished for day. And as the sailors were seeking to flee out of the ship, and had lowered the boat into the sea, under color as though they would lay out anchors from the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take some food, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye wait and continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I beseech you to take some food, for this is for your safety. For there shall not a hair perish from the head of any of you. And when he had said this, and had taken bread, he gave thanks to God in the presence of all. And he brake it, and began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and themselves also took food. And we were in all the ship 216 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship, throwing out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they perceived a certain bay with a beach, and they took counsel whether they could drive the ship upon it. And casting off the anchors, they left them in the sea, at the same time loosing the bands of the rudders, and hoisting up the foresails to the wind. They made for the beach, but lighting upon a place where two seas met, they ran the vessel aground, and the foreship struck and remained unmovable. But the stern began to break up by the violence of the waves, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, desiring to save Paul, stayed them from their purpose, and commanded that they could swim, should cast themselves overboard and get first to the land, and the rest on some planks and on some other things from the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to the land. Acts chapter 28 and verse 1. And when we were escaped, then we knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarians showed us no common kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us all because of the present rain and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out by reason of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw this venomous creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped from the sea, yet justice hath not suffered to live." Howbeit, he shook off the creature into the fire, and took no harm. But they expecting that he would have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but when they were long in expectation, and behold nothing amiss come to him, they changed their minds, and said he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and entertained us 3 days courteously. And it was so that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and the dysentery, unto whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laying his hands on him, healed him. And when this was done, the rest also that had diseases in the island came and were cured, who also honored us with many honors. And when we sailed, they put on board such things as we needed. And after 3 months, we set sail in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the island, whose sign was the twin brothers. And touching at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days, and from thence we made a circuit, arriving at Regulum, and after 1 day a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Petulia, where we found brethren, and were entertained to tarry with them 7 days. And so we came to Rome, and from thence the brethren, when they heard of us, came to meet us as far as the market of Appius, the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, thanked God and took courage. And when we entered Rome, Paul was suffered to abide by himself with the soldiers that guarded him. Isn't that a fascinating account? And so we see how that Luke, the beloved physician, accompanied Paul on that hazardous journey. Now, we know also that Luke remained with Paul while he was imprisoned in Rome. The Colossian letter was written for Rome, Colossians 4 and verse 18, and Luke was with Paul then, Colossians 4 and verse 14. It is supposed that Paul was set free from this imprisonment and after several years' labor was again imprisoned and finally beheaded in Rome. During this last imprisonment, he wrote the second epistle to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1, 6 through 8, and Luke was with him then. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 11, Paul wrote, "Only Luke is with me." Now that Luke was a faithful friend and companion to Paul. He may have written the book of Luke and the book of Acts in preparation for that upcoming trial that he was to have before Caesar. And thus we have these accounts of the life of Christ and of the early church.